your life today.
Judge blocking Obama's offshore drilling freeze. The administration furious, saying they're going to appeal. Prez has his hands full with controversy as General McChrystal could be on his way out for some of the things that he said to Rolling Stone magazine. And the Tea Party with a big win in South Carolina. We'll give you all the skinny on that and the rest of the scuttlebutt across the country. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are coast to coast and every place in between. You're invited to be part of the conversation. You know that. You can throw in your 2 cents whenever you want. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Okay. Coming up, we're going to have sports shorts, and we can count and all that good stuff. I will tell you this. South Africa stunned those divas. France, 2-1. I love it. C'est la vie. But Team USA in action in the morning hours. I've already got my strong coffee ready to go. I don't know about the rest of you, because I am going to get up and watch Team USA take on Albania, and I got my fingers crossed for a W. No draws, a win this time. That's what we're looking for. Okay, right from the get-go, it still is all about the oil, isn't it? Do you know that we're on day 64? It's almost like you have to stop counting. The days are just a blur to me. 64 days. So the biggest news comes from a courtroom, really, not so much about the spill itself in the Gulf. A New Orleans federal judge lifted that six-month moratorium on the deepwater drilling that was imposed by the president, if you remember, May 27th, on the heels of the largest oil spill in our history. So once that happened, drilling shares jumped on that news. And then there were a lot of people that started to head back thinking they were going to get on different vessels and go out to platforms, because there's 33 in all. And it's drilling in waters deeper than 500 feet, by the way. The idea was there'd be this big, bad presidential commission that would have time to study whatever improvements needed to be had in the safety of offshore drilling ops. Boy, that would have been nice to do that before the whole thing started. Oh, we don't like the eyesores. Go deeper. Even though we know it's risky. The problem is, it's very risky to the economy of Louisiana. Because, seriously, we're talking millions of dollars already have been lost. So you couple that with the spill. Then you rewind the clock 5 years ago in Katrina. There's still problems there. And it's just too much money. It's crippling the economy. In the meantime, the Interior Secretary Kenneth Salazar issued a statement saying that he's going to put a new order on deep water offshore or oil drilling too. The judge, I thought it was interesting. He did a couple of different things. He said that the court was unable to divine or fathom a relationship between the findings and the immense scope of the moratorium. The blanket moratorium with no parameters, and this is the judge, what his written ruling was, seems to assume that because one rig failed, and although no one yet fully knows why, all companies and rigs drilling new wells over 500 feet also universally present an imminent danger. Bravo to the judge, because it makes complete sense. From the letter of the law, he ruled correctly. Not everybody thinks so. There are a lot of people who were up in arms, politicians, some of the people living in the region, a lot of environmentalists are furious and hope it doesn't stand. Congressman Ed Markey said that there are serious safety risks that have to be examined with the 33 deepwater rigs before they start drilling again, and it's just another bad decision in a disaster riddled with bad decisions. So how about our man who's the eyes of the administration through the Coast Guard, Thad Allen. Back to the spill itself, he talked about a relief well.
Regarding the relief well operations, Development Driller 3 remains at 10,677 feet below the seafloor in preparation of closing in on the pipe and doing their ranging technique, which will allow them to hone in for the actual point where they'll penetrate the well bore.
He also made it a point to talk about people fishing that were ignoring the signs and pretty much the law of the land now that you're just not going to drop a line in certain areas. Here's what he said about fishing.
There are some people, for whatever reasons, are wandering into those areas and actually fishing in areas that have been closed by NOAA. In those cases, we do boardings, take appropriate enforcement action, coordinate back with National Marine Fisheries Service and NOAA. And most generally, there is a citation issued and the catch is discarded at sea.
Okay, speaking of the catch, we're going to speak with a famous Creole chef on our next show, Kelly Williams, and find out what's the gist of the seafood in the Gulf Coast. How safe is it? Are the stories exaggerated? Or are they right on the money? How much money's being lost? All that kind of stuff. Let's take our first one, leadoff man Jeff in St. Louis. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, one thing, some people go out to fish not to catch, but just to fish.
Sure.
They just sit out there to relax.
Sure, and it's like that's it's a sport. It's a sport where that's what you're doing. You're kicking back, and you're doing the catch and release thing anyway.
Yeah, so if you're not eating the fish, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, but if they're banning the fishing in the waters, they're not going to take a chance that you and I might just be going out there. We're just going to have a little fun versus somebody else.
But my main thing I wanted to call about, have you heard these executive order rumors that's been popping up the last two days?
On what?
Obama is looking for a way for executive order for blanket amnesty.
Oh, you mean the illegal situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and that's a rumor that's actually been around for more than a couple of days. It's just that it's starting to leak out news-wise. Because of what happened in Arizona, there was strategies that were already starting to be put in place or thinking about what could be done, and that's, you know, it's on the heels of that, and then also this thing in Nebraska, too, in Fremont. So that's
why
it
already, but with that thing in, what was it? Not Vermont, but the, isn't it already, isn't it already illegal to hire illegals?
According to our laws, it is illegal to hire illegals. But that's what they're trying to step around, because that's already something that's on the books, so you're not supposed to do that. That's why the ICE guys have gone in and busted up a couple of meat packing plants and some other manufacturing facilities, because you're not supposed to hire people who are not in the country legally. That's why, you know, I'm sure you've done it. You know, I've had to do it four times now. I've had to prove my citizenship with the birth certificates and passports and whatever.
Whenever you apply for a job, you have to do that.
Right. Exactly.
And, and back to this amnesty thing, let's see Obama try this. If he thought he had an uproar with the healthcare stuff, if he tries to bypass Congress.
Yeah, I think he can't do that. That's arbitrarily being ridiculous. That's just, you know, again, that's taking the power in one branch and usurping all the others. So I don't think it's going to work at all. It was just a strategy that they were starting to form as to what can we do. There's so much blowback on this. We need to take this big step. And I think it's more about the show than anything else. And to put him squarely in front of it, as you said, for amnesty. Thanks, Jeff. Hang with us, everybody. Coming up on the flip side, much more to jump to.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our Power Clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22nd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,235.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.57, $634.29 for a half ounce, or $317.14 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,268.57, $634.29, and $317.14.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Fly me to the moon, let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand, child.
All right, fair or foul, America, what do you say? Was the New Orleans federal judge right in his ruling? I'll tell you what, by the letter of the law, there's no question he was right. He compared it to that you can't arbitrarily just announce this. You can't just have this ban and say, well, because of this one thing that happened, boom, we're shutting down the rest. And he compared it to other things like the Exxon Valdez and other tankers and planes. And if a plane crashed, that the whole airline industry should be shut down. And it's just absolutely crippling Louisiana. Now, on the other hand, there are plenty of people who are trying to dig up evidence to say, listen, any of these other deep sea drilling platforms could have the same thing happen to them. In fact, we've even had people call the show who can't understand why you have deep sea drilling, you know, 5,000 feet, how crazy that is, and how some of the designs are way off the mark. So the bottom line is, my favorite White House press flack, Robert Gibbs, told reporters that continuing to drill at these depths without knowing what happened doesn't make any sense. And they're appealing this, so the people who think they're going to jump back to work probably might not be able to jump back to work for very long. And a lot of what's going to happen is the companies will just go and work with Brazil and other places who need workers, who need deep sea drilling ops. That's what's going to happen there. Speaking of ops, everybody was all about General McChrystal in the administration in the beginning. I mean, after all, Obama wanted him to handle Afghanistan, listening to other military people say, this is the guy. This is the military man. He knows this area. Look what happened. Look what he's done in the past. He knows the Middle East. He knows these people. He knows how to negotiate. So after all that big buildup, now it looks like there's a great chance McChrystal could be out. Now, there have been problems with the Afghanistan strategy on the Hill. A lot of people, elected officials, complaining about what's going on and the fact that we've been in Afghanistan for 9+ years. So does McChrystal survive or not after spouting off and some of his aides helping him to Rolling Stone magazine? And if you read that article, there's excerpts all over the place, and I've touched on some of them in the previous hour, and I'll do it again. I did a little bit here at the top, but it is pretty scathing, and this is a very thin-skinned presidency at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, so I'm saying I don't think he has a prayer of sticking around. I think he gets the boot. I don't care who's backing him in Afghanistan, or he's just going to flat-out resign. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Well, you know, This is a matter that Obama's got to handle real carefully, and I'll tell you why. You know, if McChrystal says, well, I ain't resigning, and he has to fire him, then, you know, first of all, you got to realize that, if the general's thinking the way that he's thinking, is most of his troops thinking the same way, you know, that, hey, we're not getting enough stuff here to win this war. You know, we need more troops, et cetera. You know, I compare it, you know, Kate, the problem we have down on our border is very similar to what's going on in Afghanistan and what was going on in Iraq. You know, if you own a company and, you know, you don't have any security and you got a lot of expensive equipment inside, you know, that company at night, and there's no security around, and somebody breaks in and steals it because nobody's watching the store, per se, you know, then you're out of luck. You know, yeah, maybe they catch the guy or whatever, maybe he hawks his stuff before they catch him. You know, same thing happened in Iraq. You know,
yep.
They didn't have, you know, they're not manning every square mile 24 hours a day. Same
That's
thing
right.
on the Mexican border of the United States. They're not manning every square mile 24 hours a day. So people who want to steal or break in or jump the border or whatever they want to do, or the bad guys who want to go out there and plant the bombs. Remember that one town in Iraq where they planted a 500-pound bomb in the ground? Yeah, you know, you'd have to have a truck to carry a bomb that big.
Yep.
You know, and obviously the whole town folks saw it being done, and sure enough, one of our Humvees rolls over it and blows up.
Of course.
You know? And so my point is that, you know, he's saying he needs more troops in Afghanistan to finish this thing off, and he's not getting it, you know, and it's like Obama's sitting there saying, oh, well, if I give him everything he wants, and that's what George Bush was doing, and then all my backers will be on my case. And then even today, Obama sat there and said, well, don't worry, America, no matter what, we're going to make sure we're safe, and Al-Qaeda's never going to attack us and stuff. Yeah, he's not trying to win the war, Kate. It's like he's trying to play both cards at the same time, and it's not working.
Oh, I love that you said that. He's trying. You're right. It's like those things that you put on your thumbs, you know, that you pull on both sides and you try to get them to come off at the same time. I don't know what they're called. Those little puzzles. And they're playing both sides, absolutely. But you cannot play both sides. You cannot do that here. When you're the commander in chief, period, that's, you can't do that. And that's one of the biggest problems.
And so the blowback on Obama, of course, will be is that, you know, if he fires him and then we end up losing or pulling out of Afghanistan, and for heaven forbid if we ever get hit again, a massive attack, then that's going to be totally in Obama's face and be like, hey, you had the right general there. This is what he wanted.
Yep.
This is what he said he needed to win. You wouldn't give it to him. And now we've been attacked again. And goodbye, Obama, you know.
Yeah. And who do they replace him with? And then that's Odierno, I guess. Who are they going to put there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, we've been there, you know, I think I just heard the other day, we've been there, you know, it's longer than any other war we've ever had. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we've been there longer than the Soviets were. Okay, I think the Soviets were only there for 8 years before they, you know, Charlie
Wilson. Yeah, now this is nine and counting. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, and so it's been, you know, we've been there a long time, and it's just, you know, when are they going to ever, you know, I mean, we've talked a lot of issues about that. Evidently, they just had a report last week about how they found a whole bunch of different types of minerals and stuff buried in some of the mountains down there, you know, to where they can actually maybe have a start an economy that's not based off of poppies, but you know that's years away. I mean, you know, you don't just start drilling the ground. You got to get equipment and stuff there. You got to get stability, and that's just years away. And
Definitely years away. By the time you would, first of all, the security, the paying off the warlords, coming to agreements. Oh yeah, that's light years away.
And so, you know, how do you fund a military? You know, once the United States leaves, how does Karzai, if he's even around still, or whoever their next president, how does he fund the military to protect their own country
against
the Taliban? And
yeah.
The Taliban, basically, we know, is stationed in Pakistan now. And but you know, it's either, you know, he's playing at both sides, Kate, and you know, nobody's real paying much attention to it until all of a sudden this story blows up with the general. And I do admit, I have to say, you know, this isn't the way things are handled by a general this level. You know, I mean, pretty much even some of the Republican senators were on his case about it. You know, you don't blab things out to the media.
Oh,
you know,
no. But that's he's not a politician. He's a military guy.
Right. You know, but you just don't, you know, he knows who his boss is, but anyway, hey, one other thing, Kate, which I found interesting, you heard about this thing happened in Fremont, Nebraska, about how they voted, it's illegal to hire, illegals that are in the, people that are illegal in the country and, or to rent to them, you know, and then of course, you know, I'm watching Obama right now, Kate, and I'm trying to see, you know, you got to understand this guy. He's already done one big thing. He's got his big socialized healthcare plan passed. I'm pretty sure if he didn't get elected again, he really wouldn't care. I mean, he'd be just like, "Hey, I
well, he's already said that." Remember, he talked to I forget who it was, Diane Sawyer, I think, and he threw out that plum of a sentence where he talked about, "Oh, it's not about the popularity thing," and you know, if so be it, if it's I'm a one term president, but I accomplish what I set out to accomplish, that would be fine. He uttered those words. Probably about 3 months ago.
But I am looking at what he's trying to do to get reelected again, you know, and the things that he's paving, looking forward, you know, to the thing. And of course, right now is an election year, so nothing big's really going to get passed. But right now, next year, you know, I'm pretty sure on the table is amnesty for the illegals. And, you know, he won the presidency by the color of his skin, Kate. I don't care what anyone talks about. 90% of the minority vote in America voted for him. They didn't care if it could have been Lucifer in disguise. They would have still voted for him, you know. And so he's padding his way that way. And what better could he do than to give 11 million, 12, 13, however many million these illegals are here, amnesty. And then the next thing he's got planned for is he's got troop reduction and pull out of Afghanistan. Whether we win or lose or accomplish whatever we're supposed to do there, he's starting to have that happen in 2011,
yeah.
Which is, of course, the election year. So he's going to have all these things going for him like that.
Well, like Fannie and Freddie and what's going on with the mortgages. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, he's setting the table. He's setting the table, you're right, for 2012. There's no question about it. I don't buy that he wants to be a one-term president. Thanks, Don. We're going to skip off to a couple of other people. Hang through. Tom, Christina, and Mark, I promise we'll get to you. A lot of people starting to back up on our conversation highway here in America tonight. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
So we've just scratched the surface here in America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You want to ring the phones off the hook? Go for it. There's a lot of people lined up. 800-259-5791. We've talked a little bit, of course, we've talked a ton on this show about immigration and what's happening with illegal immigration and all the crazy things that have been stirred up across the country for a very long time. So, you know, bravo to Arizona and the governor there. We've said that a zillion times. And to this town in Nebraska, where I got my first start in Kearney, Nebraska. I love the people in Nebraska. Good for this town of 25,000, where they're saying, screw this. Why do we have this? Why are we overrun and undercut? It's ridiculous. So now this vote has the ACLU fuming. And, of course, they're going to gunk up the system. They're going to file all kinds of suits, and they said they're going to do that. But I love that the city council says, we don't care. We're going to fight it. We'll fight it. We'll keep fighting it, and we'll see what happens. But we're going to hold our ground. So at this point, we know what the war is bubbling around us, what it's about. And a lot of it has to do with the situation with the ignorance toward illegal immigration in this country. It is not 11 and 12 million people, by the way. It is at least, I have talked to many, many people who I trust their guesstimates because, one, two of them are Border Patrol agents, and one, somebody in immigration backed up and confirmed the numbers that the Border Patrol agents told me. Nobody knows an exact number, but it's at least double, you can count on it, double the number of 12 million, at least 24 million, and probably much higher than that. We're talking about the judge and his ruling on deep water drilling, saying, you know, forget this ban, it's so arbitrary and overbearing. He called it at one point completely overbearing by the administration. Now, in turn, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is going to dig their heels in the sand, and they are, and they're going to file the appeal. The governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, pleaded and said, look, don't go this route with the appeal. Don't let these rigs stand empty because it is killing us. You are killing us first with the spill and then having 33 platforms doing nothing. This is not good for our economy. We're not going to be able to bounce back from this. You are slaughtering us, basically. And McChrystal might have slaughtered himself by the conversation he had with Rolling Stone magazine. I laugh because of all things. You know, it's always, it's like the National Enquirer gets John Edwards, which I thought was great, and then they win a big award for it, and everybody said, oh, the National Enquirer, they're gossipers. What do they know? Well, they knew that they had a scoop, and they followed him around and broke the story about the holier-than-thou John Edwards, who wanted to be president of the United States. And now you have Rolling Stone, a freelance reporter, having some beer with, you know, getting slammed with some guys around McChrystal and then having complete access to McChrystal and finding out all kinds of interesting things. And I think the time that he talked to McChrystal's aides and McChrystal himself, there was massive frustration around them. So it was easy to say, listen, this is how we really feel. Let's go to Tom in Texas, who might be armed and agitated. Hey, Tom.
How you doing tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing real good there. You know, every time we have a war, they always fire the commander.
I know. It's their fault. It's them. The strategy didn't work.
I mean, every war, they fire the commander of the forces. The one with Eisenhower, hell, they wouldn't even bring him back. He threatened to kill him.
Yep.
They wouldn't even let him back in the country. But anyway, did you ever watch Beck?
I have, yes.
Yeah, you know, today he interviewed the second largest deep water driller off of Louisiana there. The guy said they reinspected the other 32 wells. Only two of them had minor infractions. They've been repaired. They've been there for 20 years. He said the success rate is 99.998.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Yes. That, and the judge backed that up. The judge was saying the same thing and trying to make that point that you just pointed out about what's going on with the other rigs, that you can't say because this accident happened, everything else, forget it. It's off the table.
Yeah, you know, President Obama, he's going to make everybody have a two Prozac day. That's for damn sure.
A two Prozac day. I love that. I'm stealing that from you, too.
Yeah, really. You can have them all, man. Just say. You know that Obama is recommending a judge, I saw this on the news today, that tried to free a satanic, some kind of satanic child molester.
Are you talking about Kagan and the Supreme
no,
Court?
I don't think it's Kagan. I just saw it go across the trailer on the bottom of the screen today. News. And this guy was some kind of satanic, I don't know, one of them bad. Anyway, he killed two little girls here a while back. And,
well, that's bad enough.
You know, one time they called me up and they said, would you give $35 to the abused children's home? I said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $350 if you send the son of a bitch to my house. They hung up on me.
I love it. Sarcasm. It's only the smart people, Tom, that get it.
Hey, you have a happy.
All right, you have a good one, man. Keep cruising down that highway. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, on Monday, George Will had a column called Afghan Agonies in the New York Post.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, and this relates to the General McChrystal, but this is my own twisted take on it. You can take it or leave it, or everybody thinks I'm nuts. But he basically had an email from a non-commissioned officer in Afghanistan, and he said the rules of engagement for U.S. troops are, quote, too prohibitive for coalition forces to achieve sustained tactical successes, end quote. Then he goes on to ask how they asked for howitzer, 155-millimeter howitzers, illumination round to be fired on an enemy's location, and they wouldn't do it. They being whoever they have to call to get permission to fight the fight. And it goes on to say that some villagers were laughing at the U.S. casualties, and two suspicious individuals were seen fleeing the scene and entering a home, you know, where they wanted to illuminate. The point that I'm making with this phone call is, Kate, what are we doing in Afghanistan? He called, at the end of his column, he called Afghanistan a misadventure. I would say it's worse than a misadventure. He mentions Ann Marlowe, who writes for the Hudson Institute, and she said, in Afghanistan's 80 most key districts shows only 5 sympathetic to the Afghan government and none supporting it. It says Karzai is just so corrupt.
Yeah.
I'm asking the president, as a United States citizen, why are we in Afghanistan, Mr. President? You look, if I'm wrong, Kate, can someone please call me and correct me? Our troops are under NATO supervision. NATO's pulling the strings here. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
It's not.
Yes. Yep. They always mention NATO. NATO and Afghan forces, they're the ones capturing supposedly the senior Taliban guys. You're right. Yes.
Right.
NATO
we
control.
We have to wait another 10 years or so before the Afghans can pick up after themselves. But NATO is being controlled by the UN, that den of vipers. Here's my question, and this relates to Mr. McChrystal. There is no shame in pulling our guys out. To me, they're heroes, especially the ones who have lost, not especially, but including the ones who have lost limbs and their lives. And look at the suicides that these guys are because we're not supporting them, because the puppet masters of Mr. Obama will not allow these guys to fight a war. Look, I used to be a tough guy. Now I'm not. I don't want to see anybody else blown up. They're laughing at us, and they're taking our money. Did you see that we have to, the contractors and the trucking companies have to pay royalties or whatever. They have to pay off the Taliban to let them through so they won't
sure.
blow up. Kate, that was in the
it's
New
ridiculous.
York Times today.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe Mr. McChrystal is doing himself a favor. He's saying, you know what, Mr. Obama, he looked him in the eye and said, I know what you are. I know who's pulling your strings. Maybe he doesn't want to be a part of this travesty anymore. And he's doing himself a favor and saying, you know what, what's the end game here? I mean, he would never come out and say opium and oil and everything else, but we can say it. Because this is a freaking farce, and it's bankrupting us just like it bankrupted the Russians. And I would like to know what the end game is. When can we get the guys back home? Because this is a freaking farce. It's not correct. And I would just say this, if you'll give me another minute. Take the troops that are there that are willing to fight. And you know how much I don't like our police being paramilitarized, but our country is under assault at the Mexican border. They're
yeah.
now they're targeting sniper targets attack on our police forces.
Yep.
Excuse me, Mr. Obama, I have another question. Where are you? Where's the ACLU instead of being in Nebraska? Where is the Southern Poverty Law Center? How come you're not down on that goddamn border stopping the Mexicans? Why don't you let the American people forming their own militias, that's right, I said militias, Arizona, Texas residents, they can't even go into certain parts of our sovereign nation because they're afraid of being shot. What happens when the first police officer is taken out for making an off-duty arrest by some Mexican cartel? Obama, you're sitting up there, and all your people that are pulling the guns back from the troops, you're pulling the guns back from the Border Patrol and everybody else, and our country's being overrun, and this is one American who can't stand it. And I'm asking you one more question, Mr. Obama, then I'll get off the air. Will you please step down, scumbag? Thanks, T.
All right. He always gets that scumbag in there. See, now, Mark, that's where you start to hurt the credibility factor, because you don't have to go there. You don't have to call them names. I mean, ineffective, inexperienced, there are kinder, gentler ways. But I understand your frustration, and that's what we've seen. We've heard nothing but a cackle.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the so-called free, somebody.
All right, so McChrystal's fate hanging in the balance as the Afghanistan commander. You heard what Mark in New York said. He's been pleading about getting the troops out of Afghanistan probably since he's called this show, but in the heavy conversations we've had in the last year and a half, is that the right play? What do you think the strategy becomes if McChrystal is out? See, I think all along the place that should have been next, if you were going to swarm the Middle East and really try to, let's face it, go after Al-Qaeda guys, then what should have happened is Pakistan would have been the place to go. I mean, that's really a Pandora's box. Not that there weren't things happening in Afghanistan with camps and Taliban slash Al-Qaeda, etc. But if you talk to people familiar with the Taliban and you really go deep on the Taliban, I mean, hey, absolutely. Do they want to snuff out what's happening with the Americans invading and the opium business and getting in the middle of their business? Well, the answer is, of course, yes. Is there a little bit of a difference between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? Absolutely. And if we were flat out going back, if the reason is, and ultimately this is the reason, okay, we have to do something to protect our shores from these nutballs, so we have to be in areas where the Taliban is nesting, or really where Al-Qaeda is nesting and other Islamic jihadist nuts who want to do harm to the United States or London or England in general or Spain or somewhere else. I mean, remember, it's not just the good old USA. I mean, we had the horror show of 9/11, but who can forget what happened in those other countries on trains? People just completely unaware that this would be their last day on Earth simply because they were commuting. And that happened in Madrid, and that happened in London. So then the question does become, is Afghanistan a waste of time? Is it a waste of time to continue to stay in Afghanistan? Or no, we have to be there. We've already built this up, and we have to finish what we started. I'll tell you, if you know that there is a good chance of a win-win, and there is, and you can walk away with that, but to go away like the Russians would not be good. And Mark mentioned it, the Russians go bankrupt basically, so they're like done. That's it, they're done, who cares? We know there are things to be had in Afghanistan, but we don't want them anymore, because we've been defeated and depleted. And I don't want to see that happen to the good old USA. I would say at this point, you look at the investment and where are we headed? It is about the end game. But, man, I'm sick of lecturing about that, and I feel like I'm lecturing about it. I've talked to enough military people on this show. We've talked about that, and that becomes the question. In the meantime, you have these 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds who are killing themselves because they don't want to go to war, or they come back from war and their head is filled with so much nonsense they can't. They just can't get it together. They can't find a way to survive in a, quote, normal life. They can't do it. And part of that I blame on what's happened with the lack of troops and what's happened in the rules of engagement. You cannot expect these guys to be swarmed and targeted and have snipers ready to just blow their heads off, and they have no way to engage them. They have to wait for some lawyer to tell them it's okay. Okay, so you're doing this, and you think that there are people in this village that might want to harm you. Let's see. Will there be casualties? Will there be collateral damage? I mean, how do they know when to pull the trigger? It's all about negotiating. That's really what the soldiers are doing. I don't care if they're 19 or they're 30. They're negotiating in some of these places where they are. And we're talking about really, really nasty places, places you don't want to be, in full-on, unbelievable, hot, horrible conditions. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
How you doing there, Lee? Listen, Richard Holbrook, what position does he play in the administration today? Do you know?
He's an advisor.
Isn't he the guy that was all messed up in there with the Valerie Plame thing and the
yes.
Bob Craig and
oh, mm-hmm. man. He wasn't the main guy, but there were connections to him, yes.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, you know, I have never been a fan of McChrystal because he's the one who signed off on the rules of engagement.
Right, and, which we don't agree with.
And, you know, if you're going to criticize the president, and you're a general, the place to do it is not in the Rolling Stone.
That sounds so funny, doesn't it?
Washington Times or the Washington Post or, but you know, it, I mean, I don't know what he was thinking, but I'm not down with him. And of course, as this is going on, President Obambi is having a gay pride celebration in the White House. For the LGBT, ABCs, or whatever they call those people, you know. And, of course, he hasn't stopped at the oil yet. And people on the earth, you know, outside the United States are going, what in the world is going on in the United States? Can you imagine what the Chinese are doing? They're saying, man, we got to put our money in another currency because this is getting ridiculous.
Well, yeah, the Chinese, you know what they're doing? They're building up their military, plus they're building up their wealth. You're right. And they're laughing because they just get stronger and they know that ultimately they'll be the number one power.
So, Kate, what do you think about McChrystal?
Oh, I agree with you. McChrystal is the one who had those wimpy rules of no engagement. And I hate hearing the gut-wrenching stories of the people who come back and have no way to know when they're allowed to pull a trigger, what they're supposed to do when their buddy is laying in the street with half a leg and there's a kid coming toward them and he's rigged up with a bomb. I mean, absolutely. I think he's a man's man and he's a military guy and he did do some good things for this country and some of the other operations he was involved with. Yeah. But Afghanistan, he's all wet on, and it was stupid of him to do what he did with the Rolling Stone magazine. I think it's funny, and I agree with some of the things he said about the administration, but it's not, you just don't do that. You're right. You just don't do that. What are you thinking? I mean, you're biting off the hand that feeds you.
You know, if he had in the beginning said, no, there's no way we can win this war with these rules of engagement. If he would have attacked Obama like that, I don't care if he would have talked on Playboy. You know, I don't care if he would have made a YouTube. I don't care how he would have done it. But what's he talking about? That he's making fun of Biden's name and it doesn't cry about the ambassador. That's nothing. The reason we can't win is because we're not letting our troops fight.
That's right. That they have to be negotiators and they're not skilled in the art of negotiation. They're kids. And then they have to have this quick hurry up training session. And they have snipers who have trained eyes and rifles on them and worse, machine guns and whatever else. And then they don't have enough backup. It's ridiculous.
You know, the Afghan people know war. You know, war is part of their culture.
Yes.
And when the United States coming in acting stupid, when they see these guys, they have tanks, they have supersonic giant bombers, they have artillery, they have lasers, they can see in the night, and then they let the Taliban escape because they don't want to blow up a house. They say, the Americans, I'm not going to put my future in their hands because...
Yeah. Because that's what they do. You're right. That's what they live for, and that's what they were taught, to be able to defend themselves, and that's what they get paid for. They were defending the opium or going up against the Russians with a little help, though, you got to say, from the Americans there. But no question, that's the culture, absolutely. And I'll tell you, the director of the Heritage Foundation's Foreign Policy Center had an interesting statement. He said the president should abandon his deadline to begin troop withdrawal by July of 2011, so he doesn't agree with us. He says the best thing the president can do is to throw his timeline out the window, and he should support General McChrystal, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, ask the general what he needs to win the war, and then give it to him and basically shut up. That's not happening.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.